Hello, and welcome to the Oracle Cloud Podcast Cafe, where you'll get the latest information about cloud transformation and what the cloud means for your business. This is another podcast in our integration, Heart of the Digital Economy podcast series, where we will learn more about how organizations use integration technologies to integrate data and applications to compete in the data-driven digital economy. I'm Kelsey Ruppel, Principal Product Marketing Director at Oracle, and today I'm joined by Chai Paidimukkala, Senior Director of Product Management for Data Integration at Oracle. Welcome, Chai. Can you start by explaining for our listeners what are the challenges that come into play with data migration in the cloud?
Thank you so much, Kelsey, for having me. I think what we are seeing with our customers is, you know, there are various challenges, with regards to data migration. There is the volume that, you know, people need to consider, you know, how much of data am I moving into the cloud? What type of databases? Typically, most of the mission critical information is based in the databases. And you have to really think through whether I want to move the data from a particular database to another database, or it's going to be the same exact database. We know that, you know, the largest database vendor is Oracle database. And a lot of times when we see the customers are migrating the Oracle database workloads into Oracle database on either Oracle Cloud or a heterogeneous cloud. And then the other important aspect of migration, when you look at migration, is the security and governance piece of it. How secure is my data migration going to be? Is there anybody who's going to be able to look at this data or steal the data? How can I govern once the migration is done? Can I ensure that, you know, the data is validated? Is the data that I've moved is accurate from a governance standpoint? I think those are some of the key challenges or key pointers to keep in mind when you're migrating data. And again, you know, I think the data can be, you know, depending on the volume, depending on the type of data, depending on the velocity at which you want to move the data, you might be migrating databases, or you might just be migrating storage systems or files, etc. So these are all some of the things that you need to keep in mind when you're migrating to cloud.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So do I have to be on Oracle Cloud, or could a customer use the technology in a hybrid cloud environment?
I think that's a great question, Kelsey. So one of the things that we have done consciously at Oracle is, you know, we want to help our customers to have a multi-cloud strategy if they want to. So we do have a lot of customers who are gravitating towards Oracle Cloud, and they are fine with it because we have got customers on completely on Oracle stack. But we also see that, you know, if you look at the way the market is going, people want to have multi-cloud strategy because they don't want to log down into one vendor. So what we have done with our integration, data integration platform cloud via Golden Gate is to ensure that we have an architecture that allows customers to deploy this whole, you know, a piece of the data integration platform onto your, you know, heterogeneous cloud environments or on-premise. So for example, if you are trying to bridge a gap between your on-premise data center to Amazon to Oracle Public Cloud, and you are using these two cloud environments and an on-premise environment for various use cases, you can use our data integration platform, cloud platform, to take and deploy it on either of the systems and move data seamlessly without having to move data into Oracle Public Cloud. So if you're completely not using Oracle Public Cloud at all, it allows you to go and move the data from your on-premise to any other third-party cloud vendors. The other important aspect is we can move this data either in batch or real time, and we can ensure that there is data consistency. So absolutely. So from a data integration standpoint, we used to treat all the heterogeneous systems the same. So if it's Oracle database or any other database or any other data source, we treat them all equally. We treat the cloud vendors also exactly the same. And one more thing to add on it is obviously we are going to be optimized for our own cloud. So if you are running the workloads, the data integration or data migration workloads in our cloud, will be far more efficient. But that doesn't mean that we don't run on other clouds. We do run on other clouds, and we do have our customers. And I'll illustrate an example when we come to it to actually talk about how our customers have been extremely successful using our data integration platform to move data from their data centers to any third-party cloud.
So what about failures around migration? How do you handle it? And what about data security?
I think that's one thing that, you know, you have to be very, very cognizant about data failures. So when you are migrating data from, you know, one system to another system or one cloud vendor to another cloud vendor, you know, there are a lot of ways you can fail. So, you know, sometimes the source systems can disappear, the network challenges come into play, the target, you know, might not be available. So what we have done with our technology is, you know, because we built it on the Golden Gate technology, we are resilient to any of these outages. So if your, you know, your source system or network goes down or target goes down, you know, we can ensure that we can, you know, we are resilient to the way that we can stop and wait for the systems to come back up and restart the job. But also, we ensure that the data is consistent. So then what I mean by that is, let's say, for example, I've got a terabyte of data that I've been moving from one database to another database. After 500 gigs of movement of the data, my whole thing failed, our network failed, and I don't have connectivity. What we can do is when we come back up, we pick up from the last point where we left off. So we don't have to reload all this data. You know, we have recovery is automatic for you. The customers don't have to worry. We ensure that all the data gets moved and migrated to the cloud. And while we are doing this, we are also very particular about security. So when we are moving data and when data is in transition, we ensure that data is encrypted all the way. Nobody can actually snoop and look at the data. We also have very strict roles and authorization and privileges that we have added into our data integration platform cloud to be able to ensure that whenever whoever is doing this data migration, you know, they are the only ones who are authorized to do it, and we don't allow, you know, anybody else to come in and look at the data or from a governance standpoint. So I think it's extremely secure, extremely fast, extremely robust, and extremely resilient.
So, Chaya, there's so much hype about the cloud today, and as we've been discussing, but I'm curious, what are the benefits to move to cloud?
You know, I think on this, the first thing that I wanted to talk about is security. When we talked about cloud 15 years ago, 10 years ago, people were very skeptical about, hey, you know what, how can I ensure that my data is secure? Nobody is logging in and taking away my data. Nobody is stealing my data. I mean, we have seen data breaches on and on again. But one of the things, the pattern that we have seen is the data breaches typically happen with smaller companies who are trying to manage their data centers. But when you go to cloud, security in cloud is of paramount importance, and there is no substitute for securing the data. And that's the reason why, you know, instead of if you're a small and medium scale business, even if you're a large vendor, right, the chances of you are getting data breaches is very high because you need to have a security team. But when you are going with Oracle Cloud Vendor or any of the, you know, cloud vendors, what you are doing is they have this highly sophisticated teams that are working in the background to ensure that the data centers are secure, the data access is secure, you know, and the data itself is secure. So, you know, we've got a chief security officer who is focused entirely, his team is focused on ensuring that there is security. So I think one of the key things that I always advocate and tell our customers is that if you are moving to the cloud, security should be the least of their concerns, because they can, you know, we can ensure that there is always, the data is always secure. The other two aspects is performance. One of the key challenges in the traditional way in the data centers, and if you wanted to increase your performance or if your SLAs, service level agreements were not being met, what you would do is you would actually, you know, try to get more hardware and put more power on it, put more compute on it. Now this is available at your fingertips. So if you are actually trying to meet SLAs, then all you have to do is, hey, you know what, you can say, I want more compute, I want more storage. And immediately, you know, you get more computational power and you can actually solve the same problem that you used to solve in a better and an expedient fashion, so that your business, you're making rapid business decisions and you're not making your users wait. And that also brings to the fact that cost. A lot of times when I talk to our customers, they say, hey, you know what, the initial investment is looks cheap, but, you know, when I, you know, does it go up as I go forward? The point is it doesn't, because I think we are not just looking at the capital expenditure that you need to put in to build a data center and all these systems. But think about all the headaches that you get by maintaining the SLAs, to maintain the people, resources, and different teams to actually run these data centers for you, run these data integrations for you, run these data migrations for you. So I really think that from a cost standpoint, if you extrapolate it, and in a few years of time, you'll start seeing the benefits. So initially, when you look at the cost, it might sometimes be counterintuitive, but if you extrapolate it and lay it over a period of time, I think definitely there are cost benefits. So again, the three things that I always say is security is a key advantage. Performance is something that you can control and you can throttle however you want, and cost savings are huge when it comes to cloud.
So before we close, you mentioned earlier you had a customer example to share. Can you illustrate a customer use case that has leveraged Oracle for data migration?
Yes, absolutely. I think we've been working with this company called Intuit. And, 5 years ago, they made a decision that, their new CIO came in and they said, hey, we want to make sure that we build all the disaster recovery systems in the cloud. They did not want to build anything on on-premise. So they actually standardized on Amazon and they built all their DR systems in the cloud. But the other strategic decision that they made was they said, okay, they're going to do new application development. Every new app that's going to be built was going to be built on the cloud. So they did not want to build anything on-premise. So they started building these apps in the cloud, and we helped them migrate the data from their on-premise databases into Amazon RDS, which is also they are using Oracle database. And we moved all the data into the cloud. They also have SQL Server. But then soon enough, they realized that once they were in the cloud and when they were doing the new application development, they wanted to bring in the data for on-premise use cases where they wanted to do more analytics on the data. So they wanted to offload the data from the cloud. So this is another key thing that a lot of customers, when they start doing it, they think that it's only one way where you migrate off up to the cloud. But what customers need to keep in mind is you need to unlock the data once it is in the cloud, and you should have the ability to bring it back on-premise. So they were able to now, because they chose the right product, which is, Golden Gate and Data Integration Platform Cloud, they were able to unlock the data into the cloud. They were able to bring it back to their on-premise big data and Kafka system. And now they are looking at a multi-cloud strategy where, they want to leverage, Oracle Cloud for certain workloads. They want to leverage, Amazon, AWS, for other workloads. So I think because of the data integration piece that we have in there, it was seamless for them to actually move from an on-premise system to cloud, or cloud to back to on-premise, or build a multi-cloud strategy. And I think that's how we've been helping our customers. So it's just one of the tens and hundreds of examples that we have that I wanted to illustrate today.
Yeah, that's definitely a powerful use case. So thank you for sharing that. And thank you, Chai, for joining us today. I've learned a great deal from our conversation, and I hope our listeners have as well. I also wanted to thank our listeners for joining us. If you want to catch other podcasts in the series, please visit oracle.com/cloudcafe. Until next time, this is Kelsey signing off.